So continuing Hilchos Pasul Cholov, we're now in Simin Sadi Hay, the halachas of Nat Bar Nat, Noisein Time Bar Noisein Tam. Of course, all the kulas apply to Heter and not to Isser. Isser is Aser La'olam, because of Tam Ki'ikr. So we've already been introduced to Nat Bar Nat by the Ramah in Simin Pei Tes, in the Isser Hampana, right? The waiting between milk and meat, or meat and milk. And the Ramah in Sif Pei Tes Gimel informed us that if you cook a parv item in a fleshik ben yomo keli, then that does not make you fleshik, right? That doesn't make you fleshik. And that was one of the gvulim that were clear that didn't make you fleshik for hamtana. And the Shach and the Rebbe Kivi Eger were like, they're a little bit, they were wondering why the Ramah has to tell us this. We know from Tzadi Hey that you can even eat Nat Bar Nat with Minasheni, right? You can even eat a parv item cooked in a fleshik ben yomo keli. That's pasha, doesn't make you fleshik. In Tzadi Hey it says you can eat it with milk. It's mutar bekutach. So the Shach and the Rebbe Kivi Eger had like the Asul Yimai. It was like, well, why did the Ramah tell us this over here by Hamtana? It's Pashit. So the Shach said his thing, that even if there's a little of a Shamnunas, you're still not Fleshik. And the Rebbe Kivi Eger said that even if it's a Davar Charif, it's a Parv Davar Charif in your Fleshik Ben Yomo Keli, it doesn't, and you eat that Parv Davar Charif, you're not going to be Fleshik. And which, by the way, is I'm just mentioning Davar Charif. It is an exception to, it doesn't make you fleshik for Hamtana, but Davar Charif doesn't have the kulas of Nat Bar Nat. Doesn't have the kulas of Nat Bar Nat, and even Eina Ben Yomo, a Davar Charif in an Eina Ben Yomo fleshik keli doesn't have the kulas of Eina Ben Yomo. Doesn't have the kulas of Nat Bar Nat. It doesn't have the kulas of Eina Ben Yomo. And there was that. So the Rebbe Kivi Eger said that doesn't make you fleshik, a davar charif and a fleshik keli. And the, you know, famously the Prima Gadon argues on the other end that if you're a fleshik person and you cut a pickle with a milchik knife, you can't eat that pickle. So the davar charif does impart a milchik to make you to aser that pickle for a fleshik person. So there was a machlokus there on both on the. So we have seen Nat Bar Nat before. Now we're there. Now we're in Sadi Hay. And before we kind of get started into the Gemara and the Rishonim, what is the classic case of Nat Bar Nat? You know, when you think of Nat Bar Nat, what's the classic case that goes through your mind? I think I'm looking for an answer here. Right, Dagim Sha'ala Bakar is a classic. Right. But in regular, you know, modern times in your daily life, what is a classic case that you bump into? Right. So I think that the classic case of Nat Bar Nat, Bizman Hazeh, is what we call dairy equipment. Food cooked on dairy equipment. That is Nat Bar Nat. Hainu hach. That is dairy equipment, food cooked on dairy equipment. That is Nat Bar Nat. And that's a buzzword in kashrus, right? It's a buzzword for you have milkiks, you have fleshiks, you have treif, and you have dairy equipment, right? You have food made on dairy, it's a buzzword. So I would like to use that buzzword to kind of to attach a couple of basic halachas and ideas. So just to make it more, memorable. So dairy equipment is Nat Bar Nat. So it's important to distinguish between the dairy equipment itself and the food cooked on the dairy equipment. The dairy equipment itself is ripe for bas v'cholov, right? If you have a milchik ben yom o keli, perfectly clean, that is dairy equipment, right? That's what makes, and if you would cook in that, the par of food would be not burned out of milchiks. But the dairy equipment itself is ripe to create bas v'cholov deraisa. If you would cook meat in dairy equipment, you have bas v'cholov deraisa. Okay, it's tam, it's not be'ein, but it's ripe to make bas v'cholov deraisa. So dairy equipment, the word, as it refers to the equipment itself, is really dairy potent dairy. The par of food cooked on dairy equipment is your not burn out of milchiks. And the case that I like to use is in the Oreo factories. They bake the Chips Ahoy, which have milk in it, mamish. If you look on the label for Chips Ahoy, it has milk in it. They bake the Chips Ahoy on the line, and that same line is shared with Oreo cookies. So they bake the Chips Ahoy. The milk from the Chips Ahoy goes into the baking pan, and then they, within 24 hours, they cook. So they bake the Oreo, the regular Oreo cookies, the Oreo original Oreo, the Oreo prosciutto, I like to call it. And so the Oreo prosciutto is makabel a nap or not of milchiks. And as a rule of thumb, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, if that Oreo cookie would fall into a meat cholent, and it would be cooked with meat, so that the cholent would be mutter, the Oreo cookie would be mutter, the keli would be mutter, everything is good. It's a general rule, by nat bar nat, you don't throw anything out, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah. Well, there's a Machlokes Mechaber and the Ramah, but they're on board. Otherwise, they are on board with each other, except for the Luchat Chila B'diyevit, which we'll get to. But as a nice rule, at least within the Ramah and the Mechaber, you don't throw anything out by nat bar nat. According to the Shach, that rule, the Shach has a Chumrah, that rule will not always apply, as we'll see in Shach Dalid. Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. In Kuf Yud Aleph in Chulin. So the Gemara says, Dagim Sha'al Bakara, Amar Chizki Meshum Abaya Hilchasa Dagim Sha'al Bakara Mutal Akla Makutach. And so that's the halacha. There's no way around it. There's no machlokes that if you have, and the Gemara says above, because of Nat Bar Nat, right? Mutar because of Noisin Tam Bar Noisin Tam, and you can't really get around that. Whenever you have nat bar nat, it's going to be mutter with the min hasheni. That's no one argues on that. The machlekes is, and the machlekes is, when do we say nat bar nat? And there's a pretty wide spread here. If we look in Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Hilchasa. So first he brings the Rivan, right? He brings the Rivan b'shem Rashi, that alu, dafka alu, but not bishlu. And then he brings another lashon of Rashi that, right? There's no chilek between alu or bishlu. And there's going to be a machlekes. We're going to see the tour and the Beis Yosef. We're going to see a machlekes in alu. Alu means one is cham, either the plate was cham or the fish was cham, but not both. That's the sheet that the Torah presents. Or dafka chad, and at the beginning of Tosfos you have it as well. Only one is roseach, but not both. Beis Yosef holds both can be roseach. And then there'll be another machlekes, not only alu, not only bishlu, not only both are cham by Dagim She'alu, but Salu. Salu is also can create nat bar nat, the het, and be mutter with the minasheni. So there's a right. The Torah holds only one side. One is only if one is hot. Beis Yosef holds that both can be hot. The second Rashi in Tosfos is even Bishlu. And then the Beis Yosef, I think, holds by Tzalu as well. And the Ramah and the Beis Yosef are on board. Bishlu and Tzalu are considered not Bernat. So let's and this is of this is this is Dafka Behetero, right? And it's Nogea to the halakhas of Naparnat are relevant to Pesach as well, because haste Pesach is chametz is heter. So machlokes to say that chametz is hetera bala or isura bala, even when it was boileya on chol, not on Pesach. But so it's nogei to Pesach, but nogei to hekshar kedem. So not for that's very important. So dafka behetera. There's the Ran. The Ran says that it's dafka behetera. Isur is going to be asur leolam, and the Taz echoes the Ran very nicely. Taz Aleph, Noisin Tam Bekaara Vakaara Bedogim, Vadayin Kula Heter, Vatam Kolosh Kazeh Ein Boy Isser. So the Taz is echoing the Ran. Why there's leniencies by nap or not of milk, that it's mutter of meat, that it's mutter with the. It's mutter bekutach. It's mutter with milk. What's going on here? It's milk, right? It's a tam of it's a tam of basar, right? Dagim she'alo bekaara. So we should go back to the Gemara and read the Rashi just to get the basic case. So before we go into the hetera part, sorry. So let us look at the Gemara and just look at the Rashi. So back to kufyud aleph amud beis. Itmar dagim she'alo bekaara. Rav also achol mekutach, Shmuel Amar mutal achol mekutach, and Shmuel says because of nat bar nat. Okay, Rashi. Dagim shalav karek min hatzli kishahaya roischin noisin lesoich kaara shachlu ba basar. So you have a fleshik ben yom keli, and you have a hot piece of fish, and it's going into the ben yom keli fleshik keli. It's mekabel tam. Also, lachol mekutach the fish habasar noisin behen tam. That's what I would have thought, right? The fish is receiving tam basar. Fish is receiving tam basar from the plate. Noisin tam by noisin tam. Rashi. I'm just going to skip to the end of the Rashi. The Rashi first of all tells us when we do not have noisin tam by noisin tam. And then at the end, I'm going to read the Rashi with the notes that I have on my my fancy Gemara. So, Aval Ka'ara Zu, Hi Atzma Eina Basar. The Ka'ara is not Basar. Ela Al Yedei, Noisin Tam. And then I'm reading adding in my notes here that I have from Ksav Yad. Hilkach Eina Chayzeres V'Oyzeres Mishum Nesinas Tam. The Havelun Hanach Dagim Nat Bar Nat. Doesn't illustrate it so perfectly, but okay. So that's the question is you know, we're dealing with the Ben Yomo Fleisha Kaylee. What is the case that the Fleisha Ben Yomo Kaylee gives off? Imparts the tam into the fish, that the fish would be subsequently mutter with the kutach, and I guess they want to be medayik from Rashi. We'll take a look at the beginning of the Rashi. Noisin tam bar noisin tam im hay muvushalim im basar mamish haya asal oichla mekutach. So that's if the fish was cooked with meat mamish, so then that's tavshur shel basar. I mean, that's, you have tam rishon of fish. Sorry, you have tam rishon of basar in the fish, right? You have tam rishon of basar in the fish, of course it's going to be asr with the kutach. Inami moidishmo sha'asal achla b'chol of roseach b'ka'ara the nois in tam rishon havi kibasar gomor. Inami says Rashi Shmuel is moidah that it's asr to eat it with milk. B'ka'ara the nois in tam rishon havi kibasar gomor. So it's like it's basar gomor in that case. So I'll have to get back to that Rashi. Okay, so that is our basic case of noisin tam or noisin tam. Now it's dafka behetera. The Ran points out it's dafka tera and. Right, back to that Taz. So the Taz Aleph tells us that it's Dafka B'Tera, and he explains a little bit why, because the Tam goes into the pot, right? Nosan Tam B'Ka'ara, V'Haka'ara B'Dagim. So it's a Tam, which is the progeny of Tam, right? It's a Noisin Tam. It gives off the Tam that is in the fish. Can give off a tam of fleishiks. It's a noisein tam. It can give off tam, and it was born from tam from the walls of the kli. But a dying kulo heter, and it nothing has happened yet, right? All you have is meat, tam, right? Secondary flavor of meat and the fish. It's still heter. Nothing happened yet. But tam kaldosh kazeh ain boy iser, and a weakened fleishek tam does not create basar b'cholov. Ube iser afilu kam apamim nat bar nat asar hakol. But if it's iser, we say tam geker. In other words, if it was nevela meat instead of kosher meat, so then the nevela meat goes into the pot. That's one tam, and then when the tam goes into the water in the pot, within 24 hours of the then the water has a tam basar. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah, you say kanan, but you have tam basar in the water that's not batal, and that has to be dealt with. And when that water subsequently, you know, is used in another tairavus, if you don't have shishim according to the mechaber, if you don't have shishim connecting that tam, so then it remains asar. And if you would keep reusing that water until, and in each instance you don't have shishim keneged the original tam according to the mechaber, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter. It's still going to be aser. It's still going to be aser. Okay, so that's the and the Ramban is masbir. Why not for not is not usher, does not create possible call, because he holds that there has to be a reciprocity, right? There has to be a reciprocity, as Rabbi Simon says, between the basar and the chalav. They have to be nois in tam, zeh bezeh. And when you have, when one of the two is a not for not, it is not able to impart, in our case, the basar is not able to impart a tam basar into the chalav. The chalav can impart tam to the basar, but since the basar is a secondary tam, it's not able to give tam to the milk. So there has to be a reciprocity, and they both have to give tam zeh bezeh. So if you have a tam kolush, a secondary tam, you don't have that. The meat's not able to give time to the milk. And the Rebbe Kibbe Eger over there in Sadi Dalad, I think Zion, Rebbe Kibbe Eger in Sadi Dalad Zion, says that he says that when the meat goes into the wall of the kli, it that's when it becomes kolish. It weakens it. The meat in the wall of the kli, the time and it's the kli that weakens the tam. But if the meat would be nevela, it wouldn't be kolish. But So you have to distinguish, you have to remember that, that if you have tam rishon in a food, so you don't say nap or not. If I'm not mistaken, if a food is makabel a tam, if a food is makabel a tam rishon of milk, and then you would cook that food with other food, the other food would not be considered having a secondary tam, right? Would not be considered having a secondary tam. I don't think we say nap or nat on food, right? That's the Kaf HaChaim. Ah, okay, good. Yeah, so that's an important distinction. So once when you have tam, the tam rishon is in the wall of a pot, so then when it comes out of the wall, you say nap or nat. But when tam rishon comes out of the comes out of a food into another food, you don't say that food has not a nap or not. The food has a tam rishon. Okay. Okay. So, and then the Rav Akiva Eiger asked his kasha that on the Ramban's klal that had to be nice and tam zeh bezeh, and he answered it. That's not a kasha. Okay. Let's see here. All right. So there's a couple more nekudos that are important. So we have this. Let's go to the machlokas, the mechaber and the Rama. Both the mechaber and Rama hold that you say nat bar nat by tzli and by bishul. The mechaber holds, however, that once the nat bar nat has been made, in other words, once you put you cook the fish in the fleishik ben yomo pot, you can luchat chila take that fish and eat it with milk. The Rama says no. You shouldn't take that fish and eat it with the min hasheni. Ah, if you did, right? Like my Oreo cookie. If it fell into the min hasheni, it's already a done deal. So then bidyavid, you can eat it. So it's a machlokes, but they're both on board by tzli and bishul. The mechaber says luchatchili, you can't. L'chatchil, you're allowed to eat it with the min hasheni, and the Rama says no, don't eat it with the min hasheni. If it got mixed with the min hasheni, then b'di'evit it's mutter. And then there's an important shach here, the shach in I think it's shach gimel, that points out that even according to the mechaber, and I think this was brought in the beginning of the packet in the smack, even according to the mechaber, you're not allowed to make nat bar nat almanas to eat with the min hasheni. Yeah, we know the cool of the mechaber, but the mechaber holds you're not allowed to contrive that. You can't curate a nat bar nat to eat with the min hasheni. Once the nat bar nat was created, well then go ahead. The Rama said no. Rama would say no, don't go ahead. But in terms of creating, contriving a nat bar nat for the purposes of eating with the min hasheni, the mechaber is masking that's also luchatchila, and we have a ke'ein. While we're on that, we have a ke'ein for Ashkenazim halacha lemaisa. The maisa we have a machlokas the Rav Akiva Eiger, the Gra and the Chochmas Adam, not by ben yomo, by einu ben yomo. So there's no nat bar nat by any ben yomo, but there's a machlokas the Gra and the Chochmas Adam. When you have an einu ben yomo fleishik keli, can you heat up water in that einu ben yomo to mix with the min hasheni? So the Gra says you're good, right? It's einu ben yomo, right? But the Chochmas Adam says you should be machmer not to contrive that. You shouldn't heat up the water in a fleishik pot to have with milk. You shouldn't do that luchatchila, right? You shouldn't create that einu ben yomo milchik, so to speak, the einu ben yomo fleishiks, so to speak, in order for the purpose of mixing it with milk. You shouldn't do that. The Gra says it's okay. So it's a little bit similar to that machaber's the Mechaber in Shach Gimel, that you shouldn't, you know, everyone, both the Ramah and the Mechaber hold, you shouldn't contrive a Nat Bernat by a Ben Yomo. And then there's the Machloikis, the Gra, and the Chachmas Adam. You shouldn't contrive whatever you want to call it by Eina Ben Yomo. Okay, so now, as I said before, as a general rule, you don't throw out Nat Bar Nat. You don't throw out Nat Bar Nat B'di'evit, even according to the Ramah, whether it's Tli, whether it's Bishlul. And that's a good rule. But in Shach Dalid points out that I think the Marshal asks Tzli. He asks Tzli, and that's the rush. I have it here. I think in the Beis Yosef, the Shita of the Tor says, brings the rush that Tzli, the rush did not allow Tzli. Right, the rush didn't allow Tzli, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So I'm reading the Tor. The Tor is quoting the Sefer Truma and the rush. Where is the quote? It's because the problem is it's from the Ikra Kli. In other words, when you're doing Tzli, you don't have the medium. Right? According to the rush, the reason why Bishlu, we allow to say Nat Bar Nat by Bishul is because you have the medium. You have the medium of water. You have, it goes into the wall of the Kli, and then it goes into the water, and then it goes into the food. But by Tzli, there's no medium. And the you don't have that medium. And I thought I wrote down the quote here of the Tor quoting the Rush. Yeah, I do. So Kevan Shetzalu below Mayim, since you roasted it without, or so you roasted it without water, kiblu tam basar me'ikra kli v'asar bekutach. So there's no medium there. It goes straight from the kli, the meat that is in the you know, the shpud or whatever it is, goes directly from the wall of the metal into the par of food, and there's no medium. So the Rush says there's no heter of nat bar nat by tzli. So that's l'choyer where the Shach and the Marshal are coming from. So the nafkamin is going to be really with the Oreo cookies, and because the Oreo cookies are baked. So to go back to that case that I presented before, that there's milchiks in the Chips Ahoy and the Oreo cookies share the same line. The Chips Ahoy have milchiks. The Chips Ahoy put milchiks into the baking pan, and then you bake the Oreo cookies, which are parv ingredients, and they makabel the tam cholov from the baking pan without the medium of water. Right? It's just like tzli. Right? Afia is just like tzli. There's no water there, and therefore, really, the Oreo cookie has in it tam rishon, according to the Rush. And the Shach would say you do not have the kulas of nat bar nat by the Oreo cookie, because it's a baking scenario. You don't have the medium of water. It's like tzli. So if that Oreo cookie would fall into a fleishik cholent, it would aser everything, according to the Shach. And that's, you know, that's... That's pretty dramatic. If you compare that to the Ramah, the Ramah would matter it, right? Because the Mechaber and the Ramah beferish that Bishul Tzli is okay. So the case of Oreo cookie falling into a cholent is a little bit funny case. So maybe a more practical Lemaisedika case would be there's such a thing as. And we'll stop with this. Last case of we have cornflakes crumbs, which are OUD, and the cornflake crumbs are OUD dairy equipment. In other words, the OU only has one sign, OUD. Sometimes the OUD means milkic ingredient. Sometimes it means nat bar nat. And so these are. The cornflake crumbs are dairy equipment. The cornflake crumbs are dairy equipment, so they're not of milchiks. But we have the problem of the shach, that it's baked, and therefore they're not. They're not, according to the shach, they're not nat barnat. So what do you do? So let's say you baked a meat cutlet, right? And as we mentioned last time, even by chicken, right? Even by chicken, we say that the halacha is that chicken is no more mekel. Anyway, so if you cook a chicken cutlet with the cornflakes crumbs, and you call up the rabbi and you say, what do I do? So you're going to say, the rabbi is going to say, well, it's a problem. The shach holds that you don't have nat barnat here because it's a baking. The milchiks went into the cornflake crumbs through baking. So then it's a problem, right? Everything is aser. But since we have a machlekes over here, right? It's a machlekes, the Ramah and the shach. Do you say nat by sli and afia or no? So we could rely on the fact that the kelim were stam kelim ein ben yoman, right? Stam kelim ein ben yoman, and when they made the cornflakes, when they were baked on the milk of kelim, the kelim were ein ben yoman, and they were makabel nice in time with gam of milchiks, and therefore you could be matter the meat cutlet that was fried with the cornflakes. Even though the tam went into the cornflakes through a fia and there was no medium of water, and the shach is machmer to say there's no nat bar nat there, we could kind of circumnavigate the chumrah of the shach by saying stam kelim ein ben yoman. If we don't know, I don't think we have to look into it. If it's a goy, you know, if the goyim baked it, and so there you go. That's nat bar nat. Classic case of nat bar nat is dairy equipment, and dairy equipment is potent, but the food cooked on dairy equipment has the coolness of nat bar nat of hetera. Okay, so I think we'll stop there. If there's any questions, shkoyach for joining. Okay, have a great day.